I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and their son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Boy, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
Well, happy Memorial Day weekend, radio listeners. In 2026, I want to welcome you to the broadcast, welcome you to the podcast. I am Jay, and if you've never heard my voice, I'm your friend. Matt, my producer, and I picked a very apropos subject for today's conversation for the next hour. You and I are going to talk about the VA loan.
No!
I even jumped the drum roll there, man. Thank you for putting it after the fact. That's as fast as I have introduced my subject in the show. You've tuned into the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, and I've been doing mortgages for 27 years now. I've been a licensed loan originator since 2009 when the requirement was initiated, and in Colorado doing loans that entire time right here in the Pikes Peak region. But now I have over a half a dozen different states, all the way from Utah down to Florida. You call me at 719-330-1457. I would love to help you with your next purchase or a mortgage finance, but I am excited to spend this Memorial Day weekend time with you. Whether you're listening today on Saturday the 23rd or Sunday tomorrow on the replay, I say happy Memorial Day to every single family that has a service member that gave their life for our country. And talking about the Veterans Administration loan is the most passionate conversation that I will ever have at this microphone. I love talking about investment properties and my three little houses, how I've helped over 1,100 people buy investment properties or properties that they turn into investment properties later in their life. And over 70 of us are now middle class millionaires. I've also done the same thing with military vets, where I've helped like 250 military veterans buy a house, but I've helped like a dozen of us, to include myself, become military millionaires. And I refer to that because of investment property ownership. I also do shows like the 7 Streams of Income. One of them, of course, is residual income in rental properties. And the veteran, the service member, the guy or the gal that goes out and serves 3 to 5 to 25 to 35 years for your country is realistically the last navigable way to buy a house in America with no money down. Now, on the promo for this show, I said there was one loan defined by an alphabet soup definition that is also a 100% loan and 0% down. Back prior to 2008 and the Great Recession, you had option arm loans, you had no income, no asset loans, you had liar loans, you had all of these 80-20 loans that you could buy a house with no money down. Our economy paid the price in the meltdown with banks and mortgages in 2008. And God rest his soul, because he passed away this last week, the regulation Dodd-Frank changed all of that. People still today say, hey, foreclosures are on the rise. Are we going to have another housing meltdown? And the answer to that is absolutely not, because it is so difficult financially and logistically to get approved for a loan that people have equity and they have stability, and we are not going to have that problem again. But there are only 2 loans in the conventional and prime lending world where you could put no money down, and the conventional loan is not one of them. You have a minimum amount down at 3% with the Home Ready loan with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. You have 3.5% down for the FHA government loan, but the Veterans Administration loan is the primary one with over 95% of all government loan volume with no money down. But then you have about 5, maybe 7% of loans out there that are USDA. It's a U.S. Housing Development Authority, USDA. Now, that specific loan, the USDA loan, I am not going to be talking about today. It is designated by rural designated counties or areas in the country where they want to incentivize Americans to live in a rural area because it's more remote and harder living, so you can do that. Maybe in the future I'll do a radio show on USDA loans, but 5 to 7% exception aside, the Veterans Administration loan is really the only loan that you have where individuals can put no money down. Now, I'm going to go through several different characteristics and conversations with a VA loan. I'm also going to have an amazing guest with me today on the third segment, Bill McAfee, doing the economic update
awesome.
For the Pikes Peak region, because in combination with the VA loan that I'm talking about, he and I are also going to talk that definitely since 2022, and I think since 2017, regardless of the interest rates, 2026 is the best time, not only for a military veteran, I'm going to give you specific examples, but all individuals to purchase a home. Because for the first time in El Paso County, since the great downturn of 2023, when inflation hit 23, 24, 25, now 26, we're in our fourth year of this, you can buy a house for 80 to 95 cents on the dollar. Seller proceeds. The only downside to that is your payments are high because values are holding, even though Bill and I will talk about they're literally off 2.5% year to date, and I believe it will end the year off for the first time. Not like Texas in Austin, not like Florida in Naples, not like Colorado in Denver. Our price values have been holding, but we are seeing a glitch because of the exorbitant inflation and interest rates during the Iran conflict here. But I'm going to talk about the advantages of a VA loan benefit in overall veteran comparisons. I'm also going to talk about the advantages specifically of a VA loan. Go into the details of no money down, no monthly PMI, more competitive rates than conventional, and then, of course, loan options where you have less than $100 of closing costs. But first and foremost, let's go into what a VA loan has as far as an advantage over all other VA benefits. And it's very, very simple, folks. If you're out there and you're full retired, retired before they change the requirement to where you serve and then you can't get your benefits till you're 60 years old, but when you get a benefit the day you retire, I got a partial benefit when I was in my mid-30s, it doesn't matter. Mine's only like $1,000 to $2,000, but if you literally take that over 20 years or for me even 40 years, that's still not even going to equal $1 million. If you are a retired veteran right now and you have a $3,000 a month retirement, and you take that out over a period of 20 years, that's only going to be a couple million dollars. Now, a couple million dollars is a lot, but if you take the other perks like your state property tax relief, your vehicle licensing relief, your free access to national parks, that might be $25,000 to maybe $50,000 over the period of your lifetime. If you look at the discounts of 10%, almost everywhere we go in benefit and respect, especially during this Memorial Day, you might have $20,000 to $25,000 of savings in your life over that. But all of that pales in comparison to what the VA loan benefit could bring you. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to continue my conversation on this Veterans Day weekend show, but I'm going to tell you after the break exactly how much you can save and make over the life of your home by just doing a veterans loan. Call me at 719-330-1457. If you have a veteran that you know of that needs help, you call me at 719-330-1457.
American soldier.
All the old men at the diner, telling tales too tall to tell. They're all bragging about the good old days and how this country has gone to hell. But as for me, I believe we got a heartland full of hope. We're coming back around, cause you can't hold down the American soul.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvins.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
Freedom ain't free in the home of the brave. It's the roots and the food from the hard hat to the steel toe.
Well, thanks for tuning in. I am Jay, your host of the Home and Mortgage Talk Show, where all day, today, this weekend, I'm talking about VA, Veterans Administration loans, and the loan benefit that you personally or a family member, relative, friend, co-worker can use. If you see a veteran this weekend, tell them thank you. There is many, many that are being honored this weekend that have given the ultimate sacrifice to our country, their lives during Memorial Day. May God bless all the surviving family members of veterans who have given their life for this country. Now, before the break, I jumped into all the different advantages of being a veteran. And I'm telling you, folks, when I was 19 years old and I started in the reserves and ROTC up in University of Wisconsin at the La Crosse campus, I had no clue what I was getting into. I wasn't a military guy. I was an athlete. I was a partier. I was a college collegiate gymnast. My friends called me Jesus, and it wasn't for my religious convictions. It's because that's how long my hair was in college when all of us back in the 80s had mullets. I had myself a Jesus length back, but a mullet in the front. And the only reason that I pursued the military is because I had a conversation with my father about paying for my college. Too long to tell on the air, but my two older brothers went to University of Wisconsin-Madison, and my dad gladly and very happily paid their tuitions. But every single holiday and summer, he would remind us how he was giving us a gift, and he had to walk through it himself in 1952 when he went to Madison working in the kitchen and working in his fraternity to pay his bills. Now, mind you, that's when tuition was like $200 a year, but respectively it was expensive, but not as expensive as today. When I went, an entire scholarship for 4 years was $16,000. Now, just to get my daughter to in-state tuition at CSU, it's $28,000. A year. Not 4,000, not 400. But still, I told my dad it's hypocritical that you would send us to school for free at the same time telling us that it built character for you because you did it yourself. And my father was an amazing father of five children and said, Jay, you have a good point, good idea. Why don't you go and pay for your own college? Long story short, I went up there and ended up actually getting an academic scholarship during the Ronald Reagan years in 1986. Which paid for my school. That then led to a military career, which then led to a retirement, which I never expected, which then led to my benefits, the conversation, the understanding, and the passion in the teaching. And if you are out there and you're listening, and you're a veteran, or more importantly, the family of a veteran, a military member, husband or wife serving their spouse as they serve the country, I want to say thank you, and I salute you, and I pray to God none of us have to personally celebrate a Memorial Day for someone that we love that we've lost. But here's the five basic benefits. Aside from patriotism, I'm not going to remember them all. I'll try to, but you have your retirement pay. If you didn't retire and you just served, then you have perks 3, 4, and 5. But as retirees, you then have your medical insurance coverage, which is huge, as is the monthly retirement. But then you have all of your national and state perks. Like, do you know if you're a military member that if you served and you retired and you had a full honorable separation, you can get burial in a military cemetery? And now, because of Congressman Doug Lamborn, we have one of these right in El Paso County. You also can get a state property tax relief. If you live in Texas and you're a military member with disability, you can get exemption from any state property tax. That's huge. In Colorado, if you have over 50% disability, you can get one of your vehicles registered totally free. That's huge. I've got a lifetime national exemption from national park entry fees because I'm military and disabled. All of us, if you are prior service, active duty, military card holding member, you get 10% off in so many places, from coffee shops to Lowe's to Home Depot. But the Veterans Administration loan, the VA loan, supersedes all of that. You may make a couple, $1-3 million during your life in actual monthly retirements between $1,000 and $4,000. With the coverage of TRICARE, Select, or whatever program you're in, that's annual and monthly premiums of $1,600 with no outlandish copays. That might get you $300,000 to $700,000 of savings in your lifetime. And this is over 20 to 30 years of retirement, my friend. And those perks for the wonderful things of burial, state property tax, tax vehicle exemption, all of that, national park entry, that's maybe $20,000 to $50,000, which is nothing to sneeze at. That's a great savings. Same with the 10% discount. It adds up. But let me go through with a VA loan, my story in particular. It doesn't matter, which I'm going to go over later, the different fees, the positives and negatives of a veteran loan. Individuals on the radio all the time, there's individuals that say don't do this loan no matter what. And I understand that. If you have $100,000 sitting in your back pocket or in a bank account, I don't recommend you do a VA loan. Go ahead and put 25% down on a house, do a 15-year mortgage, and do it that way. But if you're a veteran, especially if you have a disability rating, there's advantages even over the process I just shared with you. But the VA loan goes like this. In 1996, I bought a home in Colorado Springs for literally $124,000. At the time, I paid my 3% funding fee of about $1,200. $3,600. Let me redo the math. 3% on a $120,000 loan. I purchased a house. I kept that house for 13 years. And in 2009, I sold that house for $240,000, doubling my money, and I didn't have to rent. I wasn't paying 100% interest like a renter does. I was actually excited, folks. Here people are freaking out that rates are 6 and 6.5% right now. I was fired up in 1996 to get a 7.5% interest rate. We need to all professionally grow up and understand that the days of 2% rates are forever gone. They're never coming back from 2021. But I doubled my money, turned $120,000 into $240,000. We rented for a while because of the 2008 economy. But then in 2012, when I launched this radio show, I bought a $380,000 house. I put money down this time because we had over $100,000 in cash. Getting a small VA loan, I kept that house for 7 years, 5 living in, 2 renting it, made over $50,000 for the 2 years of rent that I rented it, and then also sold the house for $575,000, making another $200,000 for a total of $320,000 already in my life I had made on a VA loan. I took that money, $200,000, and bought a $725,000 house in the Broadmoor with a $525,000 VA loan, no monthly mortgage insurance on any of these. A competitive rate. My highest rate was 7.5% on a VA. My lowest was 2.5%. Now my wife and I have that loan that was originally $525,000 7 years ago down to $325,000. My $725,000 house is now $1.5 million house. By the time we sell it in 2040, this $1.5 million house is going to be a $3.5 million house with no mortgage. I never put any money down. And for using my VA benefit on this house alone, my wife and I are going to make over $3.5 million over our lifetime for one decision, and that's serving my country. You made one decision for serving your country. And if you're listening right now and you've not used your VA benefit, I don't care what job you have. I don't care what your rental situation is. I don't care what your credit score is. If you are a veteran listening right now, you owe it to yourself. Let the Holy Spirit work in your mind right now to convict you to call me at 719-330-1457. If you're a veteran and you're not currently using your VA loan eligibility, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. This also applies to anybody who knows of a spouse, an adult child, a parent, an uncle, a relative, a neighbor, a coworker, a walking buddy, a workout buddy, a Bible study buddy, an accountable buddy, a fellow church member that has not used their VA eligibility. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. When I come back, I'm going to talk to Bill McAfee about why we're going to do this with the economic update. House values right now, for the first time in the history of this county since 2012, are depressed and less than they were last year. The last time we had this was in literally 2011, 15 years ago. And now you can buy a house for 70 cents, 80 cents, 95 cents on the dollar because of the value. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to be back after these important messages, but I want you to remember this. Your VA loan allows you to do three things that no other loan can do. First and foremost, there's no money down on a VA loan. Number two, with less than 20% down, which 0% down is, you have no monthly mortgage insurance premium if you do a government FHA loan, and there's no PMI, private mortgage insurance, if you do a conventional loan with less than 20% down. And then number three, in every single community, every single company, in every single state, veteran loans always price more aggressively and lower than conventional loans because it is a guaranteed loan and it is the largest group of safe individual home buyers. The foreclosure rate for veteran loans are statistically lower than any other portion of the loan conventional and primary lending market. So those are three advantages. I'm going to be back after these messages talking with Bill McAfee about our economic update, and I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 so I can help you with your purchase VA loan. Don't worry that rates are high or even home values are high. When purchasing a home, you marry the home, but you date the rate. It's just like a boyfriend. Once you don't like him anymore, or you just kick them out. That's like the interest rate. Once you don't like your interest rates and they get better, you just kick them out and we get you a better one. It's kind of like the boyfriend upgrade. Right here on the Jay Garvin Show. Now you've received dating advice. So stick with me. I'll be back after these important messages.
It's a red, white, and blue. It's a yellow, brown, and black. It's those rotten old Republicans and those darned old Democrats. Broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world's from a mile high. Best seat in the house tonight.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Salas.
Housekeeping?
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah.
Housekeeping.
Welcome back. Jay Garvin's here. Jay Garvin Show. Every single third Saturday of the month, we do the economic update with Bill McAfee, and we are honored with his presence again today, my friend. How are you?
Well, by golly, I'm good. I got a cold that's lasted about 3.5 years. Can't wait to get through that.
I love it. Yeah. You said at the show, at your class the other day, you said if you're going to have this cough,
yeah.
What?
I was going to start smoking. Actually, I did. I had a pack before I came in here. I feel much better.
If you're going to have the cough, damn it.
I'm going to have it. And, of course, you can't have a smoke without a drink, so I had a... an old-fashioned and a pack before I came in. So, hello, Radio Land.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Just teasing. I did not.
Yeah, I know. You're a good boy. this is crazy, my friend. We just went through statistics of the first 4 months, and you called it last December that you thought this year, if there was a year that was going to fall under a stable median and average price of home. This is it.
Yeah, I think, you know, Jay and I mean, I'm going to put this all on. Until they open up the Strait of Hormuz, we're going to have a little bit of a bumpy road here. The longer it goes, the worse it's going to be. Got to get it open. I think, honestly, I think he's got a couple months to get it, you know, but if we don't, inflation is driving the market right now. That's what's driving the 10-year, and that's what's going to push the 30-year. And so I didn't even see what they were today, but I know the 10-year was still over 4.6 something. Yeah. I don't even know what it was at. So
it could go to 5.
It absolutely could. And if it does, now you're talking post 7.
Yeah, you know? Up around 7. Hey, yeah. I just had to lock a loan at 6.9 and 6.75, and I've not done that in a year and a half.
Yeah, no, and
we are down to 5.9.
Well, and you know what, Jay? Like, when about 8 weeks ago, I think we hit the 5s for just a week or two.
Yeah.
And I swear, you know, like, now here's an interesting fact out in Atlanta. Our median household income in El Paso County is around $108,000. When we drop down into that 5, okay?
5.5, 5.8.
Yes, whatever that was. It's interesting because when you hit 6, to buy a $500,000, we need a median income of about $114,000. Once you drop down below 6, that's where it's only a $6,000 spread between when you hit the 6s down into the 5s. That's where people will come in. And I just, right now it's going to be a bit, you know, even if they got it open tomorrow, you're still going to see the 2 to 3 month lag time. I think gas prices will come down fairly quickly, and I think the inflation
numbers
will get better.
But not inflation or treasuries won't come down that fast.
Yes, you're right. So
the Treasury Secretary made me fall off my chair the other day when he said, hey, we're very hopeful we're going to get this under control really fast. And he said, inflation, gas, and interest rates will be down by the end of the summer.
Yeah.
They're talking Labor Day now.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I just, you know, it's all going to hinge. As soon as they get that thing open, you'll see things start to turn, but it's going to be a lag effect. Jay, I'm still holding to it. I think we're going to be, when we compare, you know, 26 to 25, it's going to be down. Some incredible things would have to happen for that not to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I was watching the deal, and he was talking about the 5s. I think it was Charles Payne, and he was talking about the 5s, and 1.5 is price for gallon of gasoline, and the other 5 was the 10-year treasury. He said we got to watch out for the 5s, because if those are there for any time of extended period of time, it's going to make things a little bit rough.
Yeah, but just like we saw this morning, as soon as President Trump and the administration and the military and the incredible warriors, men and women, unleash the wrath of hell in Iran, that's when it's over. Because these negotiations, we know, are not going to work. This is not a political show. We're talking about finances. And beware of the 5s and hope for the 5s. Because like you said, if gas goes above 5, if the 10-year treasury goes above 5, you're never going to see an interest rate in the 5. And that's what we need.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Interest rates in the 5. So let's go through this.
Right. Number of sales per month, we had 1,124. But, you know, Jay, when you look at it on a running trend, since that spring of 22, if you look at the running average on 12-month number of sales, we dropped like a rock, you know, after that spring of 22, clear down into 24, 25. Came back up a little bit, but on a running average, we're still slanting down. So number of sales, literally, with just a little bit of a blip, have really dropped.
They really have.
It's all been on interest rates.
At 1,000 home sales a month, we're not going to expand our economy. You saw how fast we were growing when we were doing more than 1,400 sales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we have to get back to that.
And then looking at the inventory and number of months, we're back up to about 3.49 months in inventory. But in our market, Jay, 4.5 to 5.5 is normal. We're still not back to normal. What's surprising to me on this is it's becoming more and more of a buyer's market. I'm seeing the buyers hold out for stuff. And one of the interesting things I'm seeing right now is buyers are going through their inspection reports, and then they're asking for unbelievable amounts of money
nitpicking
to fix things, and then they're just backing away. I talked to a prominent broker a couple days ago who has about 200 agents. He said they're going to go back to where they're going to have the seller start doing their own post-inspection so they can give that to the buyers so the buyers aren't jerking them around, you know, all the way through the process. I saw that happen years ago, and I think that's probably going to come back.
And it needs to, because my buyers are not flush with money. And the biggest thing that I'm seeing, Bill, consistently, both of these are consistent. Number one, it is incredible how 70% of all of my closings now have $2,500 to $10,000 of seller proceeds.
Wow.
And then number two is, this is unbelievable, 50% of all of my appraisals are coming up at least $5,000 to $25,000 above asking price. So even though the prices are going down,
right,
the sellers have to come down so much and give so much concession that there is equity in almost every home people are buying.
Right, right, absolutely. You know, it's a, you know, now, I know this is weird, but now is a good time to buy. We're off between 2.6 and 2.7 average and median price for the first 4 months of this year.
Okay, so, median price is 480, so we have a $480,000 home, okay? That means if you go ahead and take 2.5% of that times 2.5%, and that comes into play, that's $10,000 to $15,000 of equity,
yep,
that people are getting, and that's across the board.
Yeah. No, it's, so we're seeing that inventory levels in all price ranges. I'll tell you, Jay, the market's still moving as a million and above. It's still going.
Well, they're cash.
I mean, yeah, well, and they're appreciating. I mean,
a lot.
It's just insane. The price ranges, the you know, that we're looking at, the low end is what's still getting killed. I have an associate who does a lot of stuff. They have some townhomes. And I'll tell you what, they're just not moving. These rates have knocked everyone out in the low market. And so we're not seeing the lower stuff move at all. In fact, you can see that when we look at the average prices, you know, that we'll look at here in just a minute. It's all high dollar stuff that's selling, and it's the high dollar stuff that's actually appreciated.
Yep, and I have a buyer right now that's buying a family condo because they couldn't sell it at 330. They're giving it to him at 335,
right,
below, because if they can't give them,
yep,
away.
I agree.
Okay, so with all of this, let's get into the comparison year to date on how prices are down or up.
So that both average and median are down. The average is down 2.7, median's down 2.6.
So 2.7%.
That's through the first 4 months. Yep.
So through the first 4 months.
Yep. Comparing the first 4 months of last year to the first 4 months of this year.
That houses are off, depending on, yep, their price range, between $5,000 and $25,000 from their value.
Absolutely.
Last year.
Well, round and round. And I think we'll finish over 3% by the end of the year, at least 3.
I believe you.
Units sold were down 2.2%. That has been a trend. We've had some up, but since that spring of 22, and I look for that to continue this year, things would have to turn right now on a dime and improve greatly for us to burn through more units this year than we did last year. I just don't see it happening.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm calling right now in the last minute here that it's going to turn on the dime by the end of June. So in the last minute, what would you say that's the biggest prediction finishing out the second quarter?
I think that you could see gas and fuel prices come down over the next couple months if that does turn. So the biggest prediction will be from the case of inflation. I do think that we're going to see that cure fairly quickly, because if fuel prices come down, it changes the price of everything.
Yeah.
So if that comes down, that will help tremendously, and that will also help through the end of the year to drive the 10-year down. So my prediction is that by the end of the year, you will see this. He's going to get this thing figured out. He is, and this is going to get solved. How soon it's going to get solved is the question. And so for me, I think the inflation part of it will cure faster than the interest rate part of it, but I do think the interest rate part is going to clear by the end of the year.
That's the final word from Bill McAvee. The rest of you stick around right after the break. I'm going to finish our conversation about the VA loan right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
Come on, if you measure your connections, the writing's on the wall, but if your mind neglects it, stumble, you might fall.
What's that you say? Oh man, no way.
Everything will be all right.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to honk you up.
When I thought I just can't stop.
Keep this up, you're going to blow your top.
This time, I guess I get what's mine.
Sit down on it and everything will be all right.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show here on Memorial Day. Thank you for all that have given the ultimate sacrifice to our country and honoring them. And I'm doing a conversation and finishing up with a veteran administrative loan. And here's the reality. Some of the advantages of a VA loan are the fact that you get no money down. One of the disadvantages is that you put no money down. So the fact that a starter loan can give you the ability to get get into the housing market with nobody down is great. But in Colorado Springs, with no money down in the median home, that means you start out with a $480,000 mortgage, and at that, you're going to be at like $3,200 a year. But you also don't have any monthly mortgage insurance premium, which is an insurance against the possibility of that investment going into foreclosure, or any private mortgage insurance, which is the same thing, insurance against the possibility of that investment going into foreclosure, and you have to pay that as a homeowner, so your lender or investor is covered. And then, of course, military loans, veteran loans, have consistently better interest rates across the board than a conventional loan. And then finally, if you do a veteran's loan, a VA loan with Churchill Mortgage, I was just telling Bill McAfee as he exited the studio, we literally have $60 to $70 of fees, period, on a veteran loan. Credit report only. Everything else is waived because veterans that serve get served by us. Now, some of the other details are, if you have a 10% disability after separation from the service or more, then all of your VA funding fees are waived. Now, what is some of the downsides of a veteran loan? If you purchase a VA loan with no money down and you've never done a VA loan before, you're going to put down 2.15% funding fee into the balance of the loan. So if you buy a $400,000 home times 2.15%, that's $8,600. $400,000 loan, when you make your first payment, the balance is going to be $408,600. This is why it's so important that veterans have responsible financial people guiding them, because if you're a veteran and you buy a brand new home out at Banning Lewis Ranch and you don't intend on living there 5 to 10 years, you are going to have a problem selling that. If you buy it and you sell it next year because you got orders to Fort Bragg, you're going to be 2.5% underwater. On top of the conversation I had with Bill McAfee, where the value of all homes are off 2.5% already this year, you could be down 5% by next year. That's not a big deal, because the timing in the market is not important with when you purchase. It's your time in the market, which means if you're going to use your veteran loan, you're serving here, as long as you're confident you are going to be in that house for 5 years or more, don't worry about it. If you are here as a veteran, call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com. churchillcolorado.com. Reach out to me by messaging or call me, and I'll let you know whether the timing's right for you as a veteran. If you're here, you think you want to buy a house and you're moving in a year, you need close guidance, because the only way you're going to make money of that is if you transition it into a rental property, and I can help you. I have 6 different rentals here and in Tennessee, and I can help you as a veteran. But if you then use your VA benefit down the road and you're on active duty or you don't have any disability rating, you're going to pay 3.3% funding fee. See, that's where VA ensures that there is enough money to back up this Veterans Administration loan guarantee. Now, if you put 5 to 10% down, that funding fee goes down to 1.5%. If you put more than 10% down, which I recommend, that goes down to only 1.25%. And it's a whole different ballgame when you do VA cash out and streamlines. But understand, unless you have a 10% disability, there is an upfront non-refundable cost of acquiring a VA loan. Your benefit is that you put 0% down and you don't pay monthly mortgage insurance. Now, I'm not going to get into it today, but there is a full different range of what your eligibility is and what the requirements of achieving it, depending on whether you're regular military, National Guard, reservist, or a qualified disabled veteran. Call me at 719-330-1457, and I'll give you the details on that. Now, it's important in finishing up the show in this last 4 minutes of what a veteran loan looks like. Folks, I just had to lock a veteran loan at 6.75% today. I mean, that's horrific going into Memorial Day weekend. I was just closing veteran loans in March for 5.75%. The difference is this veteran was short on money. You can always do an interest rate reduction refinance loan, which is a true streamline refinance for veterans where you don't need an appraisal, you don't need income verification, just verification of employment, and if there's a better rate, you can get it. And you have to improve your rate standing at least a half a point, and it has to be at least 210 days after you purchase the home. But this veteran needed money, so if the free standard interest rate today is 6.625%. On their 6.75%, we as a mortgage company gave them a $4,200 credit. See, they didn't get enough credit from the seller of the home. They wanted to save on their closing cost and use the money from the proceeds of the sale of their home to eliminate student debt. But they literally got $7,000 from the seller through proceeds to complete the closing. And they got another $4,000 from Churchill Mortgage. They had over $11,000 and no funding fee because he had a disability rating in order to complete the loan. So completing a VA loan is not addition and subtraction. It's algebra. And you have to have somebody that has experience. I'm a veteran myself, retired in 2020, bought my first house as an active duty soldier in 1996, and have helped well over 500 veterans, more than 650 with investment properties and non-VA loans, buy houses. Doing mortgages in this community for well beyond 20 years. I think it's 26. And I always have your best interest at heart. I did this show on Memorial Day weekend for one reason, to reach out to those who have served and given the ultimate sacrifice. If you've served and you have VA eligibility or any of your friends, family, or relatives do, call me at 719-330-1457. I want to help you with your next VA home mortgage or refinance. And like I state, folks, the big takeaway is if you don't use it, you flush $1 million down the toilet. That's how much benefit you can get from this one act of buying a house with a veteran loan. So go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end, your loved ones, not the mortgage, not even your service in the military. The service to the Lord matters the most. So have a great Memorial Day weekend, and I will spend time with you next week right here on the Jay Garvin Show.
All gave some, and some gave all. Some stood through for the red, white, and blue, and some had to fall.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
And if you ever think of me, think of all your liberties and recall. Yes, recall. Some gave all. Some gave all.